Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rafael. I am extremely well, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm sitting in the glow of the Master of the Universe, Miss Universe, at the moment. She's somewhere in the building, and like I'm like her aura. I'm smiling.
Oh, there'll definitely be an aura, and no doubt some glinting off the tiara.
Indeed, indeed. All right, talk to us about this escapee. Let's move on, because we actually spoke about this with Sarapina yesterday, the quarantine escape. Well, tell us your view from the BBC side.
The Russian woman we're talking
That's
about,
right.
Who was put into quarantine but escaped and is, as we speak, resisting attempts to force her back to hospital. So this is a woman, Alla Ilyana, who's currently in her flat in St. Petersburg. And the fact is she was meant to have done 2 weeks in quarantine, but she got rather frustrated at the whole process, as one might. Imagine how those people on the cruise ship are still feeling, where people keep dropping over. But she disabled an electronic lock at the hospital, and she got out, and she's gone home. To some extent, is she not in quarantine if she's in a flat? But there again, I suppose if they want to make sure that she remains in quarantine, they'd have to stick a policeman outside the door, and that kind of isn't the point. But that self-quarantining thing is certainly what some people have done in some parts of the world. Even somebody walking down the street with the face mask on, isn't that a kind of self-quarantine?
It certainly is.
Chinese officials, by the way, accused of failing to sort out fact from fiction over the spread of the coronavirus. You may have seen the latest figures that nearly 1,400 people have died, 121 of them yesterday, and there are now, I think it's 55,000 cases. But a British virologist, Dr. Derek Gatherer, says, well, actually, if you take one thing into account and the numbers they have on confirmed cases and the travelling and so forth, he reckons the numbers could be 10 to 25 times what China is saying. Not necessarily because China is completely duping us, but just because they don't know.
All righty. Indeed. And then finally, well, not funny, but the curbs on the US president.
The Democrats could not get Republican senators to vote for his impeachment to find him guilty, ultimately, of obstructing justice. But they've managed to get enough Republicans to agree that there should be some sort of congressional approval should Donald Trump want to go to war, specifically with Iran. But I think it's a sort of generally speaking thing as well. In this case, it's the Iran War Powers Resolution. 55 to 45 voted that essentially Donald Trump must turn to an elected body before he presses any kind of button and starts wading into something in the Middle East. It's exactly the kind of thing actually that has happened in the UK and other countries as well, where Parliament has turned around and said, hang on a moment, you can't just do that, you need to consult us. Of course, sometimes it's possible to consult after the horse has bolted, as it were, just to mix metaphors. You kind of wonder how that would pan out. But as it stands, although Donald Trump absolutely argued that it would make America less safe, plenty of in his own party have gone against him and decided we think it's more safe if we have a say.
Right, indeed. And talk to me about how I might end up with a mayor on the sofa if I'm in London.
Yes. A guy called Rory Stewart. He's a former cabinet minister, therefore not part of the night of the long knives as we had yesterday, with loads of cabinet ministers being sacked. Anyway, he was once a cabinet minister, a defence secretary. At one time, he was an army officer and diplomat. And famously, he walked across Afghanistan and stayed at various people's homes along the way. Well, he says he wants to use that experience now in his bid to become the mayor of London and stay in lots of different places in London and sleep on people's sofas.
Okay.
He has a campaign, an online campaign, Come Kip With Me, which is kind of odd. He's got 32 boroughs to do. I believe Rory Stewart's already done a couple where he's just managed to secure a couple of beds or sofas or whatever. And the idea is that he will meet, quote, ordinary folk and find out what makes London tick and what makes people tick. And he wants to do lots of these. A proper way, he says, to find these things out. Well, it might be a gimmick, but I have signed up.
You have?
I have this dread... I have a dread fear he might end up in my living room on my sofa. But if he does, he will join us on the phone one morning. But
that'll be cool.
I can't think there are lots of people bidding for him to come and spend the night. And my wife is horrified. But
Well, I mean, I think most citizens feel as though, I mean, I think most citizens feel like we're already giving you tax money. Like, now you want to sleep on my couch, too. I'm surprised that you would even take it up, but you're a generous citizen, then.
Well, no, there are a few hard questions I want to ask him. Let's put it that way. And maybe a few hard questions you want to ask him if he actually does end up on my sofa.
Indeed. Alrighty. Thanks a lot, Adam. We'll hold off for that day. That's Adam Gilchrist in London with The World View.